I'm Charlene, and today on Quickie News, I will be informing you guys on everyone's favorite music awards, or not so favorite, the Billboard Music Awards, and on the discrimination still present in the music industry. I'm sure most people not living under a rock are familiar with Lil Nas's rap with country flair, or according to Lil Nas, a country trap song, Old Town Road, featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. It has landed on the Billboard Hot 100 charts when it was released in early April and remains number one up until this day. It is regarded as a country track on iTunes and SoundCloud. But, unfortunately, Billboard has decided otherwise. They have removed Old Town Road from the country charts as it does not hit all the marks of a country song. This is a strange excuse considering the song includes all the standard country elements, or references to horses, tractors, folksy accents, and even one of the biggest country artists, Billy Ray Cyrus. It is no secret that African Americans face oppression, discrimination, and racism in this very country. The music industry is no different. They oftentimes have more faith in their white artist, letting them venture onto several different avenues of music. Taylor Swift, once a country girl, now a pop princess, and Justin Timberlake, who swiftly switches back and forth from pop, R&B, and even more folksier music with no problem. Things, however, are different for blacks. They are stereotyped for only liking rap and hip-hop and are quickly thrown into that category. For example, take SZA, a new artist who does more indie tracks but is known more as an R&B hip-hop singer, or even Drake, the supposed rapper. According to Entertainment Weekly, the artist Drake had a similar issue with being placed in the rap category for the song Hotline Bling. Drake says in an interview, "I'm a black artist. I'm apparently a rapper, even though Hotline Bling is not a rap song. The only category they can manage to fit me in is in a rap category. Maybe because I've rapped in the past, or because I'm black, I can't figure out why." In 2019, you would think these issues would be done for, such as stereotyping surrounding race. But it seems we are nowhere near the finish line. It is important to draw attention to these issues because it shows that stereotyping is still a major problem in the United States and even throughout the whole world. African Americans shouldn't have to be confined to just one style of music and should be free to be versatile, just like anyone else in the music industry. Well, that's all the time we have today. And once again, this is Quickie News, Charlene Danielle, signing off. Return next week for more.